Here's a startling fact. While we've been waiting for a miracle technology to save us from climate catastrophe, the solutions have been sitting right in front of us all along. We already possess everything needed to reverse global warming, not slow it down, but actually reverse it. This isn't wishful thinking or science fiction. It's the conclusion of the most comprehensive analysis of climate solutions ever conducted, involving 70 researchers from 22 countries who spent years measuring, analyzing, and ranking 100 substantive ways to pull carbon from the sky. The findings flip our entire understanding of climate action upside down. Forget sacrifice and suffering. These solutions create jobs, improve health, save money, and build stronger communities. For decades, climate conversations have followed a predictable script: apocalyptic warnings followed by calls for painful sacrifice. But what if we've been asking the wrong question? Instead of how much can we reduce emissions, consider this: how do we actually reverse global warming? That subtle shift changes everything. It transforms climate action from defensive to offensive, from burden to opportunity. This reframing led to coining the term drawdown, the specific moment when greenhouse gases begin declining annually rather than accumulating. The research began by identifying existing technologies and practices already being implemented somewhere in the world. No hypothetical inventions, no waiting for breakthroughs, just real solutions with measurable impacts. The results challenge nearly everything we thought we knew about climate priorities. Refrigerant management outranks solar farms. Educating girls ranks higher than electric vehicles. The top solutions create what researchers call regenerative economic outcomes. They don't just reduce harm, they actively improve lives while healing the planet. Wind and solar have shattered predictions, becoming cheaper than fossil fuels through market forces alone. Wind generates electricity at 2.9 cents per kilowatt hour, with Denmark producing over 40% from wind, while Kansas, North Dakota, and Texas hold enough potential to power the entire nation. Solar's transformation is more dramatic, costs plummeting from $1,900 per watt in the 1950s to 65 cents today. This democratizes energy. 1.5 million rooftop systems in Germany, 3.6 million in Bangladesh, 16% of Australian homes self-generating. Solar farms now cover deserts, military bases, reservoirs, even landfills. Supporting technologies handle intermittency. Geothermal provides baseload power. Smart grids predict and adjust flow in real time. Microgrids create localized networks operating independently during outages. Most exciting, these technologies are bringing electricity to 1.1 billion people currently without it. For remote villages, microgrids beat traditional infrastructure. This revolution isn't just replacing fossil fuels, it's reimagining how power flows through society. When you think climate change, you probably picture smokestacks and car exhaust, not your dinner plate. Yet our food system rivals fossil fuels as a warming culprit. The upside? Food-related solutions rank among our most powerful climate tools, accessible to anyone who eats. If cattle were a nation, they'd be the world's third largest greenhouse gas emitter. Shifting toward plant-rich diets could slash emissions by 63 to 70%, while reducing global mortality by 6 to 10%, potentially saving $1 trillion annually in healthcare costs. You don't need to go vegan. Even cutting beef consumption makes a substantial difference. One-third of all food produced never reaches consumers, creating 4.4 gigatons of CO2 equivalent annually, making waste the third largest emitter globally. Solutions are surprisingly simple: better storage, standardized labels, campaigns celebrating imperfect vegetables. The real revolution is happening in the soil. Regenerative agriculture rebuilds carbon content while improving fertility. Farms have increased organic matter from 1 to 2% to 5 to 8% over a decade, sequestering 25 to 60 tons of carbon per acre. Silvopasture integrates trees with livestock, sequestering 5 to 10 times more carbon than treeless pastures. The system of rice intensification increases yields by 50 to 100% while cutting water use by 25 to 50% and reducing methane emissions. We can feed humanity while healing the planet. Beyond cutting emissions, we must restore natural carbon sinks, forests, soils, wetlands, and peatlands. Primary forests, like the Amazon, store 300 billion tons of carbon. Since farming began, Earth has lost 46% of its trees. Restoring forests could offset one-third of global emissions. Brazil's scientific monitoring and industry agreements cut Amazon deforestation by 80%, though recent backsliding demands vigilance. Coastal wetlands sequester blue carbon 5 times faster than tropical forests, with mangroves holding 22 billion tons. Peatlands cover just 3% of land, but store twice the carbon of all forests, roughly 500 to 600 gigatons. Drained for agriculture, they produce 5% of human-caused emissions from only 0.3% of land. Rewetting stops this. Indigenous peoples manage 18% of land area, including forests containing 37.7 billion tons of carbon. Their secure tenure correlates with lower deforestation, proof that protecting communities protects the climate. Cities are evolving from climate problems into solution centers. Buildings account for 32% of global energy use and 19% of emissions. Net zero buildings, producing as much energy as they consume, employ daylight maximization, high insulation materials, and passive heating. Cambridge, Massachusetts targets all net zero buildings by 2040, while California aims for net zero residential construction by 2020 and commercial by 2030. Since buildings are replaced at only 1 to 3% annually, retrofitting existing structures is essential. The Empire State Building cut energy use 38% by upgrading its 6,514 windows, saving $4.4 million yearly. Investing $279 billion in U.S. retrofits could yield over $1 trillion in savings over 10 years while creating 3.3 million job years. Urban transportation multiplies impact. Shifting 5% of car trips to walking by 2050 could avoid 2.9 gigatons of carbon dioxide. Bike infrastructure could save municipalities $400 billion over 30 years. LED lighting uses 90% less energy than incandescent bulbs. District heating systems leverage urban density. Copenhagen system meets 98% of heating demand using seawater for cooling. These solutions prove cities can become climate answers through thoughtful design. Among the most surprising findings is the powerful climate impact of social solutions, particularly those related to women and girls. Educating girls ranks as one of the top climate solutions. Women with more education have fewer, healthier children and better manage their reproductive health. Education increases women's wages and mobility, reduces maternal and infant mortality, decreases child marriage, improves agricultural productivity, and empowers women while building resilience to climate impacts. Family planning complements education powerfully. 225 million women in lower-income countries lack access to contraception, resulting in 74 million unintended pregnancies yearly. Securing voluntary, high-quality family planning services would improve women's health while reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Women's smallholders represent another critical intervention point. Women comprise 43% of the agricultural labor force in low-income countries, yet face significant disadvantages. With equal rights to land and resources, women's smallholders grow more food, feed families better, and reinvest 90% of earnings into education, health, and nutrition, compared to 30-40% for men. Then there's the refrigerant story, perhaps the most important climate solution you've never heard of. When chlorofluorocarbons were phased out to protect the ozone layer, their replacements, hydrofluorocarbons, proved to be potent greenhouse gases with warming potential 1,000 to 9,000 times greater than carbon dioxide. The 2016 Kigali Amendment mandates the global phase-out of HFCs, which scientists estimate will reduce global warming by nearly 1 degree Fahrenheit, making it the single most impactful climate solution identified. The numbers tell the story. Implementing these solutions would reduce or sequester 1,051 gigatons of carbon dioxide by 2050, or 1,442 gigatons with aggressive action. The total first cost is $129 trillion over 30 years, about $440 per person annually. But compared to business as usual, the net cost is only $27 trillion, with $74 trillion in operating savings. Addressing climate change costs less than inaction. Action is needed everywhere. Individuals can adopt plant-rich diets and install rooftop solar. Communities can build bike infrastructure. Businesses can pursue regenerative agriculture. Governments can protect forests and invest in public transit. This approach is revolutionary in its hopefulness. Rather than demanding sacrifice, it presents climate action as opportunity: cleaner air, healthier food, vibrant communities, greater equality. The solutions exist. They're economically viable. They're being implemented worldwide. The question isn't whether we can reverse global warming, but whether we'll act with necessary urgency. Every choice is a vote for the future you want. The revolution is already here.